going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I still can't get over the Eddie thing. I really can't. I just can't get over the fact that it's going to be a year from kickoff to summer that he's going to be gone.
Well, you know, maybe Shorehaven Wealth Partners will tell him not to go just yet.
No, I think, well, it doesn't matter. I think that Wife Wealth Partners is telling him he's got to go. Enough's enough. Yeah. And it's like, I feel like I'm looking at this year's quarterback class for his replacement. I'm trying to make a case for one of these guys and having a tough time doing it. Like, man, do I want to reach with this guy? You know?
It's a reach. It's got to be a reach with anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like trying to replace Ben Roethlisberger. How do you do it? How do you replace Tom Brady?
Get Phil involved with the evaluation.
Yeah. I'm looking at the hands. I mean, he'll definitely see a couple pudgy guys in there.
Definitely.
He said with Jackson Dart. Pudgy. Yeah, man, it's just... And, the thing that's going to be tough is, presumably, let's hope, that I'll be here longer than you. Something tragic would have to happen. If that were... So, I'm going to have to deal with that person longer than you are.
Yes, yes.
So, it's more pressure on me to make sure it's the right guy. You know,
I see you're trying to take me out of the decision making process.
What I'm
which
saying,
is fine. I don't really care.
Well, I just don't want to have to fire a guy when you retire. That's all.
Okay,
if it's someone I don't like, I'm gonna listen.
Yeah, wasn't your guy?
Yeah, exactly. Like a new GM coming in.
Well, Bleachbutt wants a shot at it.
Yeah, but Bleachbutt has no experience. I mean, if we were hiring the most psychotic man in America, that's what we were trying to hire, then fine.
I was thinking that what we should do. When one of us is out one day, and during the summer, it's a little bit less chaotic and a little crazy.
Yeah, nobody cares. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little,
Everybody's taking vacation with feet up for three months.
Off and I don't want, and Jerry should do this too, when you and I are off.
Yeah.
Instead of bringing somebody in that, Ryan's trying to jam down his throat, let him have a guy, bring in a buddy. We should bring in a buddy. Just to see, how you have buddies in your life, and I have buddies in my life that think that they can do this.
Yeah. I mean, if that person ends up coming in and not in, is unable to do it, you would get so fed up so quickly,
though. Yeah, but that's part of the fun of it.
Yeah, I know. It'd be fun for the listener. It wouldn't be fun for you. You'd be so annoyed.
I know that, but I think our listeners, would be... Or you bring in somebody that thinks that they can do this that is a listener.
Yeah, it would be fun for about 20 minutes, and then you're looking at 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Just take the final hour of the show, but the problem is then you got to introduce the person, and the first hour is getting to know who this person is before they can actually start giving their opinions. A lot of people can give opinions on text threads.
Oh, yeah. Bring in a buddy. So you're telling me that Bleachbutt would be the buddy you'd bring in here?
No, I don't know if it's Bleachbutt. Could be Bleachbutt. Could be, I got a couple of Giant fans that want to get some things off of their chest. I don't necessarily know that they'd want to sit in front of the microphone and do that.
By the way, Capone's creeping back into my life.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, he is. Ugh. He's coming in. I think it's for a good cause, though. But I heard a lot of Capone at Portly Villager the other day.
Oh, really?
Hey, Rob Capone. Hey, this guy Capone says he knows you. Wants to drop off some stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, yeah, fine. I mean, he's got my number, I think. I was like, well, why do we have to hear third hand from Capone?
I don't know. I have no idea. But he's a legend out there in Sayville.
That's what I'm saying. But it's like I always hear, it's like a rumors of Capone everywhere. I never hear from him. People are like, oh, yeah, I got this call from this guy Capone.
A little shadowy, a little ghosty, that type of thing.
Yeah, it says he knows you, wants to drop off some stuff. I'm like, okay, all right.
So is he coming this weekend or no?
I hope so. He was there the last couple of years.
Okay, so maybe he'll be there.
And he donated some stuff. He did a great job.
Okay.
It's just weird. He doesn't come to me or you. You know, he's going to all these randos in Sayville and dropping little bird seed around.
But he's a big shot. You know, he's a big shot when, you know, dropping your name.
I wonder, who would be the guy, the buddy you would bring in to do the show with you? Like, you'd have to pick one guy.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of really good people in my life that are super sports fans that do have opinions in regards to all sports and all teams.
Yeah.
You have to have somebody that's a little bit well-rounded. You can't just be stuck on, you know, one team or one sport.
Yeah.
Man. You got to be able to have a normal man conversation with that person.
Oh, of course.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I know the guy I would bring in, but I think I just don't know if he can work clean.
Billy H.
Oh, my God, Billy H.
No, can't be Billy H.
Billy H. You take 4 hours off, though. He would just talk over the commercial breaks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, have a little, you know, couple glasses of wine and then bring Billy H. in.
Oh,
you'd be torching everybody.
Put our license in jeopardy.
Yeah, that would be a blowtorch city spot.
Jeff at Oceanside. What's going on, Jeff?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
All righty, Jeff. What's happening, brother?
All right. The NFL draft movie, a big part of it also goes back to when Dolan was fighting the Jets' West Side Stadium. And as punishment for Dolan and to help the Jets in their mind is when they really started to consider moving the draft around. That was a very big part of it. Is when they were blocking that West Side Stadium and to push back on Dolan, the NFL said, hey, stop this. Oh, we'll take a draft away from you.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I don't remember that because I'm not saying what you're saying is not true. I just don't remember it that way. And I know that my contact at the NFL basically told me that if there was a conflict at Radio City Music that one year, Radio City Music Hall, there was a conflict.
Yeah, they wanted to do an Easter show.
Or something of that nature. And the show never, I guess, materialized. So therefore, they were, in the eyes of the NFL and the people that I know, that they were forced to move it. And they saw how well it was received, that the concept of moving it around seemed to make a lot of sense to them.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. So you say Easter show. So when it was one of the days over the weekend, Easter weekend, where, you know, the girls have been off of school for the week and the sister-in-law came in and Gina's like, oh, we're going to find an Easter movie to watch. And I'm like, an Easter movie? I'm like all the Easter movies, you're talking like super religious Easter movie? And she's like, no, there's got to be something with a bunny or something, right? I'm like, no. And then she said there was one movie she found called Hop. But to act as if there was a whole catalog of Easter movies. You know, it's not like, hey, we're going to watch a Christmas movie.
Yeah, you're not going to sit down and watch The Passion of the Christ with your kids. God's sake.
I just found it funny. She's like, hey, we're going to sit down, you know, snuggle up and watch an Easter movie.
Well, the Ten Commandments used to be traditionally shown around Easter and Passover.
But this is what I'm saying, right.
But at least that's not the other one.
Yes, but it's still but the way she was saying it, there was going to be a whole, bevy of Easter Bunny movies or something like that. I was like, this is not the holiday where there's a bunch of those. But I guess they found one.
They found Hop.
Hop.
Harvey.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, true. That's another one. So there's two. You rotate those in every year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.